The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Bit of a slippery drive, very cold drive for sure this morning. Today should be the last, like, chilly day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, wind chilly type day. Weather slowly starts to improve.
That's nice.
After today, and then improves quite a bit as we get into the weekend. Sorry, give me a second. Something's happening here.
Okay. Right, what's going on?
Something stopped happening. Everything's good.
Oh. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Problem solved.
What was the problem?
Just a weird button was hit by accident.
No worries.
I bumped into it. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, always.
And I'm just asking this question. I don't have an agenda of any sort. I am genuinely, honestly curious.
Is it the question of whether or not I hired Stuart Skinner's guy to do my beard? You're right.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I did. I absolutely did.
I'll ask the question later then. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Intentionally, or he turned out to be Stuart Skinner's beard guy?
Just lucked out, apparently, okay. That way. No, it's not a guy named Mo, but yeah, I'm so excited about this because who's got the best facial hair in the city? Stuart Skinner.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
One that mustache top five,
is better.
At least. Yeah.
Ended up, because we have a big commercial shoot coming up this week, so I figured I got to clean this up just a little bit, right?
Okay.
I don't know much about beards. This is my first kind of foray into a real beard.
Well, okay.
What?
Well, you always have one, but I guess you've been masquerading as that's just unkempt non-shaving.
Yeah,
and this not is intentionally a beard.
Right.
It's just, yeah, no, I didn't shave today. And you grow it so quickly.
Remember, I made a New Year's resolution.
I do remember, yes.
Of not shaving,
yep.
or like keeping a beard the entire year.
Correct. So, is that what it was?
Your yes.
Resolution?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So that's the whole plan. Except that it's kind of got to the point where it's like long and kind of, I don't know. So I just want to clean it up a little bit.
Yep.
So I figured I'd go to the best. And the best happens to be Stuart Skinner's guy.
Okay, but again, chicken or egg?
No, I didn't know.
You knew it was the best?
Did not know.
Or you went to somebody who turns out to be the best, or you're just claiming them as the best because Stuart Skinner also goes there, and Stuart Skinner has a well-celebrated mustache.
Well, that's the reason.
Right. Again, there. I don't want to do this, but you're highlighting just, in fact, how little you do know about beards. Mustaches and beards are different.
They're part of the same facial hair.
Are they?
Yes. They both grow?
I mean, they connect.
That's why they're the same
hair.
But a
mustache on his own and a beard on his own do not require the same type of care and
sure.
maintenance, right?
It would be like sideburns and bangs.
One's growing around when the other's growing up and down.
But
maybe.
My theory,
I don't know.
My theory is if you could do a mustache, which I think is harder than the beard,
yes.
yeah.
then you're going to be able to do the beard.
Okay.
And yeah, if you can do one of the best mustaches in the city.
But is the thing you want done to the beard not different than what you would want done to the mustache? Again, facial hair. I'm patchy at best, mm-hmm. at my best.
Yeah.
So I can't go too far with this on any credibility.
Well, I don't know either. I
okay.
need to learn about having a beard.
Okay.
Because it's one thing to have a short beard. It's
right.
another thing to have like a beard like the length of your hair.
Well, yeah. Is that where you're going?
Yes.
Well, then you should be fully shaved, Dylan.
Oh, I see. I see what he's doing, Robbie. It's because it's
oh, bad. The
yep.
length of his hair.
That's not very nice.
He doesn't have any hair.
I'm aware of that.
That's the funny part.
Oh, but why is
boy.
That funny?
Because he doesn't have hair.
That's just mean.
It's not nice.
You're shaming him.
Yeah.
We can still bald shave. Isn't there a bald shave? Isn't that funny?
That's the only one you
that's
think?
All, that's all that left. White male bald shaming. That's the only one that's left that isn't considered shaming.
It's because being bald is easier.
Yeah. So how did you find out it was Stuart Skinner's guy?
Well, my girlfriend ended up booking because I was having a really hard time with this.
You talked about it earlier, like a few weeks ago.
I know.
Like, what do I do?
Because I just don't understand it, and I just wanted to treat it with the respect that it deserves.
Yeah.
And so she ended up booking it and then sent me the link, and I went to the his Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got like a bunch of Oilers.
Okay.
Which didn't excite me. I like that doesn't really matter to me. I mean, that the Oilers go to him, I mean, he's clearly talented.
Yeah.
But as soon as I saw Stuart Skinner,
mm-hmm.
I was pumped.
917-917, is Stuart Skinner the most famous facial hair in the city?
He's got one of the best mustaches I've ever seen.
Nothing's popping into my head right away that would top Stuart Skinner.
Yeah, he'd be number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you might be number two, Nolan.
Well,
now that you're going to Stuart Skinner.
We'll have to see what this guy can do.
Yes.
And that's so the other thing. I don't know what he can do.
So you haven't been there yet?
No.
Okay. Because I was Wednesday looking right now and I thought, I don't know if he's any different than anybody else. But Okay, you go on Wednesday to clean it all up.
I guess. I don't know.
Is it driving you crazy or are you loving it?
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I don't like that it's kind of growing into my mouth.
We're 3 months and 5 days in. Yeah, I wouldn't like that either. It's growing into your mouth.
Yeah, like parts of it are like when I chew, it's like, oh, like it needs to be trimmed up.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more work and it's a lot harder than I thought. Like having facial hair isn't that bad.
Text message says, instead of talking about Stuart Skinner, why not give credit to the person who actually did your beard?
Oh, yeah.
Good point.
He hasn't done it yet.
Right. That's by the way, it appears that autocorrect goes from Stuart Skinner to Stuart's dinner.
Ah, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Very excited about that.
Okay, so you're a big deal. You are now being with the hair cutter of the stars, right?
Well, yeah.
The barber or the beard trimmer of the stars.
I'll let you know if it goes well.
Okay.
Trust me, I won't stop talking about it.
Was it hard to get an appointment?
He doesn't have very many, no.
Okay.
He does not have very many appointments. He only had one this week that was available
for
at this
point. Okay.
So I lucked out in the time slot. He has a strict policy that if you're 10 minutes late, he charges you. After hours, he's really expensive. It's a whole ordeal.
What? Somebody needs an emergency beard trim?
Apparently, that's a thing.
Really?
Yeah. Listen.
Can't wait a day?
This is all new to me. I didn't know that this existed. I've never. I haven't dealt with hair cutting for quite a long time.
That's true.
An issue though, Dylan.
Why?
Because you're just going. Yeah, you want Stuart Skinner's guy, right?
Yeah.
But what about Mattias Ekholm's guy? He's the guy with the beard.
He's got a good beard. That's right, Robbie.
He's got the beard you want.
Yeah, that's right.
Do we know who his guy is?
No,
is it maybe the same guy?
We could find out.
He might. That's a nice-looking guy.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
You'll have to try him, Dylan. You're kicking tires right now.
Should I see if my guy does him? Because he has Kane.
Ooh, yeah, Kane's good-looking.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, but then I thought, no, he's just good looking.
Yeah, but he doesn't have scissors that change the way you look, Robbie.
No, but I mean, he's good looking.
Well, I guess they could. It would just make you look a lot more beat up.
He's just well groomed.
Yeah, I've been
Googling it. There's not a lot of, like, good Edmonton facial hair.
No?
Like, people.
I don't mean just the Oilers. I just mean generally speaking. There was a political science teacher at the University of Alberta that had a handlebar mustache that was pretty nice. I don't know if he's still there or not.
Is that the one with Dylan? We used to see him walking down the street?
Yep.
He had a wicked mustache.
Yeah, very nice mustache.
I don't know much about this guy. Hectic Cuts on Instagram is what I know so far.
Okay.
And he has a couple picture of the Oilers.
It looks like go to a place called Hectic Cuts. I think I'd rather have a much calmer haircut.
I don't know.
Than Hectic.
You see what he does? He's like a magician.
Okay.
I hope.
Huh.
I don't know much about this world.
You don't know what you're paying. You don't know anything.
Not really. And the hard part is like because I've been out of the game for so long now, right?
Yeah.
I've been out of the game, and I can't even remember. The last time I went to a barber or a salon, and I used to go quite regularly.
Yeah.
Might be part
Looks
of the
like
problem.
You went too much.
Bald white guy, Joe.
Really
totally
hurts.
Totally fine.
Aww.
It's really painful. But yeah, so I don't even know what to expect anymore. I don't know how it works. I haven't shown up for an appointment for over 5 years.
Robbie, I'll tell you what to expect. Megan, I'll tell you what to expect. If his beard comes looking good or anytime anybody anywhere ever says anything about his beard, the first thing he'll say is, Stuart Skinner's guy does my beard.
Yeah.
You know that's happening.
Right. You got it.
Yep. Barber of the beard trimmer to the stars.
Don't wait.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Look at me be proactive.
What?
Look at me.
What are you doing? Proactive
me. Loving you guys.
What's happening?
Coffee's been ordered.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's so nice of you.
Yep. Look, man, I don't welch on my bets.
No.
I totally welch on my bets.
Never.
I just...
You knew we'd be all over
I knew
you.
You'd be all over me, so...
Well, I appreciate that.
So there you go. Megan, it's ready to go. Anytime you want to go get it.
I like how this bet involves me having to pick it up.
That's a good point. That is a really good point. This is more on Megan than any. She's got to go out in the minus 27 yeah. wind chill.
That
all
is
I've got to do is press five buttons on an app, and I'm done. There you go, guys.
Yeah, well, your money, though.
Coffee's been ordered. Robbie,
see,
proactive pepper.
I
did it without even being prompted because I knew that I needed to avoid passive-aggressive Dylan this morning, which is around 6:45 going, well, what about those coffees? Sure could use a coffee from a guy that doesn't even drink coffee.
No, I drink it when it's a bet.
Yes, that's the thing.
That's the whole thing.
You coffee you've somehow figured out made you cough a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
It was the strangest thing. You had a horrible hoarse cough for years.
Yeah.
And you stopped drinking coffee, and all of a sudden, it just poof, magically vanished as quickly as your drinking coffee did.
I know. It was wild.
But now, because of a bet, you're willing to throw all of that aside.
Absolutely.
In spite of your health and the benefits that come along with it, it's like, nope, you've got to win.
I'll be coughing by the end of the week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take advantage.
You got it. Speaking of this, I noticed this the other day. So we make there's a Starbucks around the corner, so you use the Starbucks app and go ahead and make a coffee order, right? And I did it the other day. I was heading somewhere, and I was leaving the house, and I'm like, I just feel like picking up a coffee. So I did the Starbucks coffee app order. And pulled up to the Starbucks, walked in, there was my coffee, picked it up, and left.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's pretty slick, right?
Yeah.
Because the drive-thru has, like, as every Starbucks always has, like, nine cars in the driveway, or in the drive-thru. And then the lineup inside was, like, four people deep. And the coffees take, like, 4 minutes, 5 minutes on the best of days. Whereas I just, thinking ahead efficiently, ordered it, walked in, picked it up.
Yeah.
But I noticed something.
What?
I didn't have to do anything when I picked it up.
Because right, it has your name on it.
Yeah, but I don't have to show ID.
No, you're right.
I don't walk in and open.
Are you trying to be shady right now?
I don't walk in and open my app and they scan it to confirm that it's been picked up. I just order it. Some strange person comes in and grabs it.
Right.
They say, politely enough most times, thank you, have a good day. They see me take the coffee.
Yeah.
They don't know it's mine. Oftentimes, I'll come in and there'll be like four or five cups of coffee. And that I know it's mine there's a label on it that has my name.
Yeah, but right. I'm sure your specialty order isn't going to be the order you're going to, what sounds like, steal.
If I'm not picky, though.
You're going to ruin it for everyone else.
Like, I just ordered three coffees and a breakfast sandwich for Robbie.
Thank you.
I just ordered that, and it's all going to be sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, and not to mention, it's on my name, Rob, and a girl named Megan with red hair is going to pick up Rob's order.
That's true.
Nothing about this seems above board.
Right.
But yet,
very true.
We do it.
Hmm.
Look, I appreciate, and I'm proud to say, we live in a society trusting enough to allow this to happen. But what is I don't want to put it out into the universe, Dylan. But what is preventing the world from just sitting there until they're like, oh, look at that, coffee on the mobile pickup tray. Yoink and leaf.
I mean, I got what you're saying.
wouldn't it be good
people?
Is that
karma?
Is this just like civil decency? It's the only thing preventing us from having our coffee? That's it. It's just the honor system.
Seems like it.
Starbucks, a multi-billion-dollar Fortune 500 company, is relying on the honor system with their most popular way of picking up coffee.
And it works for everyone except people like you.
It's Dylan. There are a lot of people like me.
I don't know.
It's probably cheaper to replace the drinks that were taken by people.
Okay,
than hire somebody to sit there and watch.
How about this? Megan goes in and takes our coffee order, and then immediately after that, I go in and go, "Hi, it's Rob for a Starbucks order."
Yeah.
And you're like, "Oh, somebody just took that." And then I show them my app and go, "Well, that's my order." Boom. You'd get tomorrow's coffee too.
Yeah, I don't want both coffees in the same day.
I know.
It's not ideal for me.
You know what I'm saying?
Someone's saying Subway does the same thing if you want to go steal some subs.
Is that right? Subway doesn't check for any sort of proof of payment, proof of order, proof of
They're too busy arguing about how many pickles I want.
I know, understood.
Yes. Never enough.
Never enough pickles. It's just the honor system.
Yeah, but I mean, we live in a civilized society. You'd think that would be able to
Robbie, have
pass.
You seen society lately?
I have.
It's a far cry from civilized.
There's parts of it.
Robbie, when you go to the mountains and you're the only one there, it's more civilized than what we get in our society. I saw something yesterday that somebody sent me on Instagram, and I don't know if it happened yesterday or I just saw the account. It's one of those like Edmonton accounts where it's just like all these things. It's a like aggregate account of all the things that are happening in Edmonton.
What was it?
Somebody, I believe, in the Windermere Superstore. There was a bit of an altercation in a parking lot where somebody took a spot that the other person was waiting for or something like that.
Yeah.
They waited for them to go into the Superstore, picked up a shopping cart, and threw it through the back window of their car.
Jeez. I saw that video.
Did you see that video?
I didn't know that's what happened.
It was that's the story.
Oof, okay.
So when you say we're more civilized, Robbie, if somebody's willing to, out of just anger and frustration and road rage, throw a shopping cart through the back window of someone's car, someone is definitely willing to go in and take my coffee before I'm there to pick it up.
I suppose.
Like, all it would take is them to say, hi, can we just see your order? Hi, can we just... At Costco, they have to see your ID to get in the store.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
But it's Starbucks.
Apparently, the Starbucks downtown is, it's behind the counter.
Okay.
That's what Alice is saying.
Okay.
So you have to tell them your name.
Because of people like you, this is starting to happen.
Because of people like me, they said, guys, we got to start moving it behind the counter. Too many people are just running in and grabbing it.
But then also, someone's saying, my boyfriend put an order at Moxie's, and it's just a whole bunch of bags sitting around.
Right.
They don't check anything. You just go in and grab a bag.
Hey, pick up for, yes. So I get it, that there's a devious kind of nefarious nature that I have that makes me think of these things.
Yeah.
But aren't you glad somebody is doing?
Yeah, but here's the thing, and let me give you an example, right? Like, if you go to West Edmonton Mall and you, I don't know, go into Lululemon and pick out a pair of pants and then, like, go try them on. And, like, they're, like, expensive. They're, like, $129 pants or whatever.
Yeah.
And you try them on and you're like, oh, my God, I love these. And walk out the door, you could steal those, too.
Right.
Theft is theft, man.
It's true.
You can go anywhere and steal if you want. If that's what you're promoting here.
Right.
I guess at the end of the day,
I am saying stealing. But I'm also, but I view it as just, hey, how come nobody's thought of this? I view it as a workaround, as
people,
a loophole.
People in the States and California are stealing by the handfuls right now.
The companies are encouraging their staff not to do anything about it, right?
Yeah,
so maybe that's the same situation.
And there's different laws.
There's a law that says that anything under $1,000, you can't go to jail.
Right.
It's not a felony.
So, I mean, people are stealing like crazy.
Well, six coffees is almost $1,000. You're welcome, guys.
Thank you.
I'm just saying that the next time you want to bring coffee for everybody, let's say there's a staff meeting, two of you go. Let's say there's 12 people in the staff meeting.
So you're just telling people to
steal, though. You order six coffees, one person goes in and takes them, and then you follow in and go, hi, here's my order, where's the coffee? Boom, you've got double your coffees.
And Robbie, next time you want to buy shoes, just go into the store, grab them, and
try them on and leave.
You've got free shoes.
Text message says Little Caesars has lockers. You scan a code to get your drink. See, now they're thinking.
Yes.
Right?
That makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
That's smart.
But yeah, I can just walk in and go, thank you. And then they even say, thank you. Have a great day. But they should be saying, thank you for not stealing from us, because we make it so easy for you to do it.
We trust people, because people generally are good.
They are so behind the times in trusting people.
Oh, no.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Cold. I'm doing my best, and I just want to know, Dylan, because every day I try to focus on self-improvement.
Oh, really? When's this the thing?
I think I do.
I didn't know. That's great. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that I didn't know that.
Try was the key word there, Dylan. I'm not saying that I do.
And I appreciate it.
Trying to,
on behalf of someone who knows you,
decent self-awareness, trying to find those spaces where sometimes maybe I, you know, go on a tangent sometimes, or go off in a direction, or interrupt myself.
Was yesterday one of the days you were
yesterday
trying?
Yesterday was one of those days. Yes, Dylan.
All right. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. One more day. Pills are coming today.
All right.
It's going to be, which, by the way.
Yes.
Do you want to know something?
I do.
Which will also lead to a potential nominee for Fact of the Year.
It sounds like you're interrupting yourself.
I'm trying every day, Dylan, at self-improvement.
Fair.
Did you know? I found that, and look, there are probably a lot of pet owners that are going to go, knowing this for a long time. I just found out and took advantage of it yesterday. Megan's a dog owner.
Mm-hmm.
Megan's been a dog owner for a long time, so you might know this.
Yep, 4 years.
Did you know that Because we have Biff the dog, right?
Yes.
Been given 3 years to live because of a bum ticker, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's on medication. 3 years. You got a puppy. It's going to last 3 years.
That's really sad.
You know, if you're going to do, well, is it? The puppy's the best part.
I mean, puppy is the best part, but then you get right to the point where like, we're around really that in time love with where him. You're like, ooh, this
right.
is my life.
It can't be 3 months. It can't be, you know.
I got a question about that.
Yes.
Why is it that you can tell me that your dog's got a bum ticker and yep. it has 3 years to live, but I have no idea?
You have no idea what?
About myself?
How long you have to live? You don't have a bum ticker.
How do I not know that?
Well, a doctor would tell you I have a bum ticker.
How do you know he has
well,
a bum ticker?
Well, actually not, Dylan. The veterinarian cardiologist at $1,200 an appointment would tell you you've got a bum ticker.
Can I go to a cardiologist?
Yeah, but they're free. They won't tell you anything.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you got to go to a vet.
Hi there. I'd like to know how long I have to live.
I just had the same equipment. Isn't that your private health care? Go to the vet?
Maybe. Something to think about.
Right?
Maybe.
If you can find out that he's living for 3 more years, like, why couldn't we find out, like, hey, is everything okay with me?
You can get an MRI or an ultrasound for your dog.
Yeah.
I got it in 5 days. Some people are waiting months and months and months. What if you made an appointment and your pet's name, sir? Dylan?
Interesting thought.
And then you just walk it in.
There's got to be something
different.
That's
not what I'm thinking. That's okay, me interrupting okay, myself
yeah.
again.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry, yeah. go ahead.
But anyway, so I've got this dog, 3 years to live. Hopefully more, right? Stranger things have happened. But he's on a lifetime medication.
Right.
So he went in for his checkup. That's the other thing. We have to go for a checkup every 4 weeks with him just to see how his
It seems like they're getting it. It's a lot.
It's a lot, Dylan. And so he's on this medication, and we needed a refill.
Okay.
Did you know, and this isn't the fact of the year, but it's going to lead to the fact of the year.
Okay.
Did you know that for many medications, they're just human medications?
Yeah.
For animals?
Right. Yeah, but this is a medication.
It's a heart medication that people, humans that have the similar heart condition, take the same medication.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought there was different medications.
You wouldn't have thought that?
Different dosages.
No. Right. Different doses.
Because, like, you can give a dog Gravol.
Right.
When they're throwing up.
Right.
Mm-hmm, and Imodium.
Can you give them Tylenol if they have a headache?
How do you
the
know
dogs
they have a headache?
Get headaches? I don't know.
Yeah, I would have
you
assumed.
Knew that?
I would have assumed that. There's just medicine.
It's the same. Yeah, I don't know why.
Remember how
I
many people were taking horse medicine to try to get rid of COVID?
That's a good point. Yes.
Joe
but did you know, as a follow up, did you know that you can get those prescriptions at, say, Shoppers Drug Mart?
I didn't know that, no.
Mm-hmm. I picked up my dog's heart medication yesterday at Shoppers Drug Mart for a quarter of the price.
Opposed to where?
The veterinarian clinic,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have it, so they're like, oh, we don't have it right now. And I'm like, well, he's got a heart
kinda
that's not
it.
Working. We kind of need this. And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, don't worry. It's available at Shoppers Drug Mart. I said, do I go to the pet department for that? What are you talking about? He said, no, just go to the pharmacist.
Look at that.
I go to the pharmacist, and I say, hi, I've got to pick up medication for my dog. And they're like, yeah, yeah, we do it all the time. And they had to create a file.
For your puppy?
For Biff?
For Biff Patrick. Born September 11th, 2023.
How come he has your last name and not your fiance's last name?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. It's just saying, what's his last name? I'm like, I don't know, Patrick Ferrari? I don't know. If we hyphenate the dog's name, I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah.
And now he's on, like, my pro. And then I got a text message letting me know that his medication was ready.
Huh.
And it's, like, a quarter of the price.
Good hack.
I paid for it, and it was, like, $11.
That's awesome.
I was like, $11? For the last one, we paid like $68 for
it. Can you always do that?
I pay, if it's the same kind of, I mean, if it's you know, for fleas, probably not.
I don't know.
Unless you get fleas,
dewormer down at the Shoppers.
Like, I guess you can, right?
It's a lot cheaper to not go through the vet themselves.
I had no idea.
Because we have a cat that has diabetes.
Yes.
So we have to shoot him every morning and night.
Poor little guy.
Yeah, he gets shot up. But his insulin at the vet roughly costs about, it was like getting up to like almost $200 like for just a small little vial.
Yeah.
And so then my mom, she just goes and she gets it from G&E Pharmacy, which is where we just get all of our meds now. We just get them
through there. Oh, yeah, it's on 82nd and, like, 75th?
And for the insulin there, it's, like, maybe, like, $100
Robbie, why
like
do you
that?
Know the location of every pharmacy in
because
the city?
Because I always drive by that one. I'm like, oh, it's like a pet pharmacy.
It okay. is. Yeah, it's really cute. But
Costco's
crazy.
Cheaper. People are writing in right now.
To get prescriptions?
I guess. I just buy them from Costco?
Smart. I had no idea that was a thing. Now, my insurance didn't cover it, which was too bad.
Right.
Can't put it on our prescription insurance at work. Right? That's for humans only, apparently.
Could he not be a dependent? No.
Well, that's what I said. Can I get him as a dependent? They said no. Your insurance doesn't do that, which led me to believe, do some insurances do that?
Maybe.
And I don't mean pet insurance, but like your work dental plan also covers dog dental.
Maybe he's not a good boy.
Aww, he is a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Oh, poor guy.
But my vet visit leads to a nominee for Fact of the Year. This could be the Fact of the Okay, what is our current Fact of the Year nominee right now?
Current fact is, I don't remember. Oh, we have a whole list.
It's Josh Ramsey.
It's still Josh Ramsey?
Yeah.
Okay, Josh Ramsey, the lead singer of Mariana's Trench. His father is the person who created the famous A&W Tupa song.
I still like that fact.
That's a good fact. That's our current Fact of the Year. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here is a nominee to knock off.
Maybe.
That one. Well, you guys get to decide if this is Fact of the Year.
There's a big list behind that fact.
Right. That's the current leader.
Yeah.
So I was at the vet yesterday, oddly enough, with my cat as well. We had back-to-back appointments.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a kitty.
You're like the number one person at that vet.
And the cat has been having some runny, goopy eyes and sneezes and sniffles. Mm. Did you know that herpes, like cold sore herpes,
yeah,
not doing it herpes,
they're the same.
Cold sore herpes presents with different symptoms in all animals?
Yes.
Different symptoms?
It can be deadly for some animals.
A gorilla will drop dead if it gets a cold sore.
Yes.
Did you know that?
What?
That's wild.
Nothing can stop a gorilla in its tracks except a cold sore.
And poachers.
And poachers. Thank you, Robbie. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Pray for Harambe.
Harambe.
R.I.P., my boy.
But so when we get stressed and our herpes acts up, for those that suffer from cold sores, our cold sores flare up. Megan, you're a cold sore sufferer?
I'm a cold sore sufferer.
When their herpes acts up, they get sniffles, sneezes, runny eyes, and symptoms akin to a cold. A cold sore, so to speak.
Right.
Did not know that.
And every animal has a different reaction to their herpes. Like, we all have the herpes virus in us. Some of it, it's active, and some of it's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some people get cold sores and some people don't.
Right.
There's also strain one and strain two. Right. Strain one is the... Strain two is the cold sores and whatnot.
Okay.
So cats don't get cold sores from their herpes. They get runny noses.
What do whales get?
Sneezes. I don't know. Robbie, can you look into what do whales get when they have a herpes breakout?
And how do they get herpes
and again,
to start with?
It's the herpes, the cold sore herpes. Simplex two.
Wow. Because I had to Google what it was, because I remember when I would be in junior high and I have a cold sore. Everyone would be running around being you have herpes.
Yep, yep. and it turned out that you did have herpes.
Yeah,
just
in
not
a way.
That herpes. Yeah.
In a way.
Robbie, what do whales get? Because I can't see a whale swimming around with a cold sore.
They've been identified in some whale species.
Mm-hmm.
I have to look up the symptoms.
Last thing you'd want is herpes going around a pod, don't we?
Yeah, well, that's not ideal.
Yeah.
Bet it happens in Love is Blind.
So the herpes virus.
Yeah.
Yeah, found in insects, fish, reptiles, amphibians, mollusks.
There's an ant somewhere, Dylan, walking around with a cold sore.
Virtually every species of bird and mammal.
Isn't that wild, Dylan?
Did not know that.
A chickadee with a cold sore. Or is it? Because it looks different in every animal. How do we feel about that as Fact of the Year? Doesn't look like it's doing well.
It's not bad at all.
It was worth mentioning.
Yeah,
I didn't know that, so that's pretty cool.
Do we have a new Fact of the Year?
Why not?
We've got a new Fact of the Year! This could be the Fact of the Year. Oh, yeah.
That's neat.
Science.
Yeah. And don't forget, never give a gorilla herpes. It'll kill him right there on the spot.
Is that how Harambe died?
No. He was shot.
Harambe.
Child.
Real horrible shot.
$20,000.
My boy down.
He was doing nothing but being a gorilla.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Sorry, Dylan, you got a mouthful of almonds. Are those almonds?
Yes.
Okay.
Wasabi soy sauce.
Megan, I intentionally said almonds so you wouldn't laugh.
But you caught yourself. That's the bar.
Why? I love my morning nuts.
Don't give Megan.
He loves putting a lot of nuts.
Looks like a 3-year old over there.
Have you tried these ones before?
What are the almonds? The
spicy nuts.
The wasabi and soy sauce ones from Blue Diamond?
No.
Oh, do you want to? They're so good.
No.
Because
you have chew in your mouth.
Them?
I got it.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, they're good. I know they're good.
How do you know they're good? Because you can't just say that.
No, the problem with nuts is that you can't just have one. Like, Megan, grab up!
Megan.
Once you have like one or two, and then you're like, oh, those are so good. Oh, no, no, no.
That's why
you
had to quit.
And then that's why you had to quit nuts. Yeah. Megan, stop it.
I was addicted.
Who's on line two, Robbie?
Taisia is on line two.
Hi, Taisia.
Hi.
All right. Taisia, what do you have here? The shoes drive you crazy as well?
Well, I don't have kids yet, but the shoes blocking the drawer drive me crazy because my dogs knock them over.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, like, when I knew my mom was really mad was when she would stop talking. Once she stopped talking, that's when I knew that all hell was out to break.
Yeah. The one that I knew when my parents were most upset is when they would say, we're not angry, we're disappointed.
Right.
Does anything resonate more in like, wow, did I ever screw up now?
Oh, yeah.
When your parents said, we're not angry, we're disappointed.
I never disappointed my parents, only angered them.
Okay. So you never got that, Dylan?
No.
How did you know when Jeannie Wojcik, I have a hard time seeing Dave Wojcik ever angry. And the world got to meet Dave Wojcik on Chris Edmonton Instagram yesterday with the baloney handoff. But what would your dad Dave do that you knew he was mad?
Dave, it would start with him in a mood where he would go through the house asking, who's this? Whose is this? Whose is this?
And it would slowly escalate?
It would escalate to the point where, like, if you weren't there following behind, picking up everything of yours,
right,
it would turn sour quick.
Right, he could tolerate the clutter on Monday.
Yeah.
Tolerate the clutter on Tuesday. But you start to see him crack on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And Thursday, it's a full-on explosion.
Was not good.
Pick up your goddamn socks!
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, we got to that numerous times.
Robbie, you said wooden spoon was the key the minute Mom got the wooden spoon?
As soon as you would hear the drawer jiggle and the utensils together, you knew to run.
So for you, it was just your mom would stop talking, and you knew, she's simmering underneath. That full boil's coming.
Yeah, we didn't have the wooden spoon, but we had, like, the little carpet cleaner, because I grew up in Ukraine, where you hang the carpets on the walls to keep the warmth in.
Yeah.
So you would have this little, like, whacker to dust it out, and that was our little spanky tool.
Yeah. That was the weapon of choice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom found weapons everywhere.
Oh, everything was a weapon, my mom.
Oh, yeah. Coat hangers.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I got those. The vacuum the one time.
I got a vacuum cleaner for my grandma. Yep.
I was like, what? Why are you using a vacuum?
Just anything they can grab.
I just vividly remember running from her with the coat hanger one time and locking myself in the bathroom and her yelling at me and pounding on the door and just, you get out here right now. And I said, how stupid do you think I am?
And that made it worse, right?
Right.
All right. Love you. Thank you very much.
Except that it was the
Thanks. Have a good morning, guys.
You too.
Come out sometime.
Yeah. Oh, it was scary.
Robbie, who's on line
this
three?
Is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
So what is Karen, what's her suggestion?
She's got
here?
The boot tray, boot trays.
Oh, the boot tray. Tried that back in the early 2000s.
Hang on. What do you have, the boot trays? What's different about your boot trays?
I just had them lined up, and the day home kids and my kids all put them along there, and it worked all through the seasons, even send, like, when you take them to the park and come back, they had to take their shoes off outside and come inside.
Ah, but this was a day home, Karen.
Yes, but even my kids now that are 23, 25, and up to 33, still when they come into the house, they put them on the boot trays.
Yeah, because they're grown-ass adults.
That's because they learned, because you have to be the parent and
nothing makes
show
me
them.
More upset. I think that all the kids are respecting your boot tray rule because you're running a day home. Nothing makes me more upset when I go to somebody's house with my kids and they put their shoes away properly. Like, I just want to just leave them. Oh, you're going to put your shoes away properly here? Why don't you live here then?
Uh-oh. Wow.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah, I know, but they still do. Even coming in through the garage, they leave them on the boot tray.
I've tried everything. Like so many people are saying, just throw them out in the front yard. You don't think I've done that?
Yeah, well, I've done
it once on a nice sunny day.
No, like, I've tried all sorts of things, but I like to try. You know what? I try to lead with positive reinforcement.
No,
so I buy different shoe systems. The number of shoe systems, you know, like the racks you see at like HomeSense or Walmart,
none
or
of them
Costco.
Worked.
The number of different racks and styles and shapes and spaces that I've put them in, just in hopes that they would be excited about, hey, look, new shoe shelves. And they're not.
No.
They're not excited about new shoe shelves. I've gotten trays, mats, you name it. Everything.
It's because you changed it too much. Maybe you should just stuck with one thing.
Yeah, you got to train. And then you have to reinforce. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you have to take away. That was your biggest thing that Robbie and I have noticed throughout all the years, is you've never taken away anything.
No, and that's a big key. I did that with my kids, too.
I don't know if that's
took their Xbox away. And
yeah, I've done that.
Disconnect the Wi-Fi.
But you have to continue. You can't keep changing it.
I see it through. Mm-hmm. We've taken a car away. We've taken some video games away.
And did things not get better?
No. No.
Because you didn't stick with it.
Yeah. If they didn't get better, then why do they got their stuff back?
I don't know.
You got to do it where...
It's just these little... And it's also pick your hill, right? And like the shoes at the back of the door, that's fine. He's not speeding in my car anymore. So that's a better thing, right?
Yeah. You know? Sure. Yeah. But yeah, you take the car away, you have to drive him. You take the video games away, you have to entertain him.
There's always a consequence on us.
So you don't like doing it. Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Love you. Thank you, Karen.
Love
Have a
you.
Good morning.
Adios.
What's the situation, Dylan, with the next data? We're talking to the sister of somebody that's single that wants to meet Cam.
Yeah, this is the one. Okay. We're going to talk to Melissa. She is nominating her sister, Abby. This is the one that my girlfriend thinks is going to be the one.
Okay. This already?
Is, yeah.
But you received, what, 20, 30 more applications yesterday?
Yeah. There's a ton.
And
there's
still your girlfriend is convinced that this is the one?
She hasn't got to see all the new ones as of yet.
Okay.
But this is the one that she thinks is going to work out. They fit each other as far as what their lifestyles are. She was part of the phone conversation when I initially talked to Melissa.
Okay.
And we got to hear about Abby, and she thought, what a great family. This would be such a great partner for Cam.
Okay.
So we're going to talk to her coming up, and this could potentially be the one. I don't know. Now, she's betting on this one.
We spoke with Taylor yesterday.
Yeah.
And you're setting those two up on a date. Is there any timeline for that date yet?
No, probably this week. Okay. I'm just not 100% sure how I want to go about doing it.
Right. You did walks with your friend Jem when you connected her, and they're still happily ever after. A little cold for walks right now.
It's not ideal weather that way right now for walks. I talked to Cam briefly. He doesn't mind going out on many dates, so that would be nice. Like, Jem wanted to just get one and so she could exit.
30 minutes and done, right?
Right.
That's a good first date to get to know somebody
and realize
that you want
them. So I think coffees are what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to set everyone up for, like, kind of a similar date, coffee date. And then whatever happens after the date, like, if it goes well and they want to extend it, that's up to them.
Okay.
If it doesn't go well, they both are under the impression of 30 minutes and out.
Text message from Becky says, I have a husband and two kids, and it looks like 50 people live at my house because of the amount of shoes at the back door. It's so true.
But don't we, here's
but
the here's
that's the
thing.
Problem is if the one of the parents is doing the same thing with the shoes, the kids are never going to do it. You've lost, man.
Just wear one pair of shoes until it's worn out.
Right?
What Pepper needs to do is renovate.
He just renovated.
He needs to turn his back hall. Get rid of the washing machine and dryer in there.
Well, remember, I asked as part of my renovations, your buddy Terrence, the contractor, I asked what it would cost, and I truly asked this, to take the floor out. I did. I asked him this and put like a metal grate in. You know, like they have like on the sidewalks that go over, right? So that they could just bang their feet and the sand would go under and there'd be like a tray at the side of the house that I would pull out and dump.
And use the litter for the litter box.
It would basically
it
be
the whole system.
The same kind of idea. He said it would be very, very, very expensive.
Yeah.
Like more than the $10,000 I hypothetically would have paid to avoid this in the first place.
I would imagine it
I've
could
be. I've got so many mats. Couldn't sale it on mats, by the way, at Home Depot right now.
Stop buying so many mats.
I have to, Dylan.
For what?
Because I try and cover the whole floor with mats, but then your feet get wet. My entrance to my house looks like, and I don't know if you've ever experienced this, Have you ever gone into a dance studio or a gymnastics club on a Wednesday night when all the classes are underway in the winter?
Yoga studio.
There are boots and shoes everywhere.
Yeah.
And the mats are sopping wet. That's what my back door looks like.
Right. What miracle do you want to have out there?
Put them on the racks. The racks are empty. They're empty.
They're still going to be wet, though. You're still going to step onto wet.
They'll dry better on the rack.
The wetness will be...
They'll drip onto each other.
Central. I don't know. I'm okay with everything.
How about
else?
Just one shoe per person?
Well, then what are you going to put on the other foot?
Okay, I mean one pair of shoes per person.
Ah, gotcha. Well, you can't. What if it's like winter boots and, you know...
No, gym shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, even
when your gym shoes go to the gym.
At
put
the
them in
gym,
a bag.
They put them on the floor, and there's racks right there. I see it all the time, and I'm like, why can't you just lift?
Because it's adults
lift.
Because
you didn't discipline your kids.
I didn't discipline my kids. Those adults are the same kind of kids. They got away with it.
There you go.
Like bloody murder. So, I'm sorry, when are we talking to Jessica?
4 minutes is when she's going to start being available.
I said Jessica. I meant Melissa. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Two S's. I was close.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
My boy D-Bone, Dylan.
Yeah.
His month-long endeavor to create love where love has never been.
I love this. Honestly, it's been so fun already, and we haven't even gone on any dates.
Are you overwhelmed by the response?
Very much so.
Yeah.
There are a ton of people that want to give Cam a shot and want to date him, and it is my job to go through every single one to try to figure out which one's going to mesh well with him based on what they like and what they do and age range and kind of dating past, and then I got to cross-reference it with social media.
So much work.
There's a lot. And generally, I don't like doing work, but this is fun.
There's an app for that, but apparently it does a terrible job.
Yes.
And that's why so many people have turned to Dylan the Love Guru.
You got it.
Okay, so this is Melissa on the phone?
This is Melissa. She nominated her sister, Abby.
Okay.
And good morning, Melissa. You're a little under the weather still, but you have a voice this morning?
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, all good. Yeah, I have a voice. So
okay, that's all that matters.
Technically speaking, not to point it out, Dylan, and get caught up in the nuance.
Yeah,
we're all under the weather.
Okay,
think about it.
Yeah, you didn't
it's
need
true.
To.
No, thanks, Robbie. Yeah. Okay. Well, Melissa, we're glad you're joining us here. So you're here to talk about your sister and why she wants to find love with this handsome and charming gentleman named Cam.
I am.
Now, this seemed like a fit based on numerous things.
Now, Melissa, do you know that Dylan's girlfriend says that, what's your girlfriend or your sister's name is Abby? Is that right?
Abby.
So do you know that Dylan's girlfriend says Abby's the slam dunk winner already? She's calling it that they're going to be happily ever after already, like 3 days in?
I heard that. Dylan said that on the weekend, and I heard his girlfriend say that as well. That's what they thought.
But they haven't even met each other yet.
I know.
Right?
I know, but you never know. It's better than, I think it has more success probably than the dating app. So,
I'm hoping so. Now, listen, they would look like a wonderful, beautiful couple together, but what Abby has is pretty much everything that anyone could be looking for. Was once a librarian with the Edmonton Public Library.
So she knows the Dewey Decimal System?
Oh, yeah.
That's a big check for me, Dylan.
Right? You got that.
Yeah.
Works for the provincial government now. Spent a lot of time overseas. What was it, 4 years?
Yeah, something like that. She spent a better part of her 20s in England.
Right.
And she was over there. She did her master's in library studies, and then she came back here.
The master's in library studies.
Yeah. She likes reading, any outdoor activity like hiking, kayaking, travel, hot yoga, ballet, checking out new coffee spots and restaurants.
She
can keep up with
so
Cam.
Cool.
And she does sound super cool.
Oh, she would intimidate me.
My my girlfriend was like Googling her after, and she found like some boards she's on and stuff, and she's like, this girl's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Does she like reading or just pretend to like reading because it's, you know, part of the job?
No, she loves reading. But I did hear the show yesterday where Cam said he grew up on a farm.
Right.
And Abby got her undergrad in agricultural sciences. So she's a woman of many interests.
She can run a library and a farm, Dylan.
Yes.
She can.
Yes.
So,
would she work on the farm, though? Or does she just want to do the bookkeeping?
Oh, I think she'd do both.
You think so?
I think so.
What about a petting farm with, or a petting zoo with a library?
Oh,
a kid's dream come true. Oh,
that would be magic.
Read Goodnight Moon and then hang out with a cow? Yes. What a day!
I would say that's good.
So how come she's not in a relationship now? She seems like, is she intimidating because she's got all of these accolades?
I don't think so. I think just the dating apps, I think it's rough out there, to be honest. And I think she's a bit picky. But I don't blame her. And
you should be picky. I always say this. You should be picky with the person you want to spend your life with.
That's a good point.
Right? Like, people are like, oh, my God, they're picky. It's like, of course.
Yeah, I think the dating apps, right, you guys have always said, and I've never been on one, but, like, you hear it all the time, that the problem with the dating apps is it's just so easy to swipe and look for, okay, there might be something, this is good, but is there something better?
Right.
That's different from being picky.
Sure.
Picky is, I don't know if I'm going to be able to mesh with that certain part of their lives.
Yeah.
But swiping is just, let's see what else is out there. I'll remember this one. I'll double tap. It's like your bookmarking.
Right, yeah, well, kind of.
Right?
Now, Melissa, you say that your husband would love to have a fellow sports lover to chat with at family get-together, so the whole family's
That's
in
Cam.
On this.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Does Abby judge people if they don't like reading?
Well, she doesn't judge my husband.
Yeah, good. Yeah. All right.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't know if she's as sporty as Cam is, but she's definitely, I mean, she's athletic. She loves the outdoors. She's up for anything. She's up for adventures, so... I don't know. I think it would be a good match.
Yeah. Why does your girlfriend, Dylan, think they would be such a good match?
I think just based on, like, there was a really great write-up that Melissa did for Abby and just made her sound great. And she's just, she's got a real natural beauty to her.
Okay.
And some of the people that were applying had a lot of filter beauty to them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm not knocking either way, and I don't necessarily... Cam, we asked him about that, and Cam said he likes a more natural person. And Abby is... she's naturally beautiful. She's got a lot of accolades that sound wonderful. She matches up with his, like, activity level in a lot of ways by the sounds of it. And when we talked to Melissa... It just sounded like a great family, and everyone really loved Abby, and they want to see Abby successful in love, and it just sounded like, oh, that would be a fun family to be part of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are we moving forward with a date?
We are going to move forward with a date with Abby and Cam, nice. Yes.
Melissa, does Abby know you're doing this? She has to, right? Like...
She would be way too reluctant or wouldn't want to put herself out there to do it herself, but she's given me the permission.
See,
I told her I was doing it, and she said fine.
This is the stuff Robbie hates, right? Is like, hey, I know somebody would be perfect for you. And Robbie's like, why? Because we both like rice? Like, what do we have in common?
We're both single?
But you're kind of doing that right now, Melissa. Does Abby feel that same way? It's like, would you guys stop trying to match me up, or is she happy that you're doing it?
I think she's up for anything. I mean, nothing ventured, nothing gained, right? So I think she's, it's a date. So she's up for a date.
Exactly.
No. Yeah. This is rest of life kind of territory that we're getting into,
that's
right?
That's the hope.
That's
that
Dylan's
is the
track
hope.
Record. So
she just turned 31 in February. So,
right.
They're near each other's age. And I'm excited to see how this one goes. And I will say that there are still 155 applicants.
That's crazy, Dylan. Have you looked through them all? You're still, you have? You've covered them all?
I've looked through them all. Wow. And I'm in the process of contacting people. Now, but Abby quickly made it to the top of the list. My girlfriend really, really liked Abby. She has put her money on it and said this is the one. Now, I like Abby. Right. Abby is on the top list. Don't get me wrong, but there was somebody else that I thought might be better for Cam.
Oh, when do we meet her?
We're going to meet her later this week.
Okay.
And so I don't know. I mean, I'd be happy if Abby and Cam hit it off. But kind of at the home, we have our own little competition right now.
Got a little pool going
right
now?
Yeah. All right. So Abby and Cam will go out on a date, and worst case scenario, they're going to have a lovely night together and look really good in public.
And we'll give you that $20,000 code word in a second here to identify the $20,000 sound worth $1,900. We'll do it in a quick second here. But A, don't let the almost 200 applications already intimidate you.
No.
Dylan's giving an equal, fair view on all of them. So go to kiss917.com, although as they come in more and more steady. It might take him a little bit to get to them. So just a little patience on our end. Kiss917.com. You can see Cam. You can understand. You can enter. Not enter. That sounds weird, right? You can. Right. You can.
Apply.
Apply. Right.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
To get a date. And one more question for you, Melissa, with Abby. Her dating past, was there anything serious? Has there ever been anything serious?
She has been in a serious long-term relationship, but that was over in England. So,
and the guy didn't propose. Therefore, she packed up and left.
Is that what it was? It's like, okay, I'm not wasting my time with this guy anymore. Bloke, they'd call him there.
She had to come home. She had to come home because that's when the pandemic started and her visa was up. So it just fizzled out. It fizzled out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited. I am excited to see this. So hopefully she is ready to go out on a date this week. And fingers crossed that we find love.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Yep. Thank you very much, Melissa. It's very nice. You're a good sister there. Okay. See you later.
Thanks.
All right. When is that love you too? When is that date going to happen? Sometime in the next few days? You're trying to coordinate all of that?
I'm just trying to plan it out with everyone's schedule. Listen. One of the harder things in the world.
You took it on, Dylan.
Is to be a date coordinator.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Is to try to get two people's schedules that have never met out on a date, multiple people. So behind the scenes, I'm working hard on that. I also am working, hopefully, I've reached out to another person for tomorrow that we get to talk to. Have not heard back at this point, but I'm hoping to hear back by later today so we can talk.
Dates might start to happen later on this week because we had Taylor yesterday. There's a date scheduled or about to be scheduled there. Now we've got Abby. I'm excited to hear how these dates go.
Me too.
All right.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Facebook is out.
Yeah.
It's logging everyone out.
Do we know why yet?
No, we can't get to the bottom of it.
The whole world's a panic right now that Instagram, Facebook, apparently X/Twitter is still working okay.
Yep.
Threads is out. I don't even know if that's ever became a thing, right?
They're all down. Instagram, Messenger, and Facebook.
What about TikTok? Bet TikTok's open.
I say, all right, TikTok. This is it. Go in for the kill, TikTok.
This is TikTok,
if you haven't already killed, go in for the kill, TikTok.
Anything owned by Meta, and there's no reason I can find as of right this second.
Somebody tripped over a plug.
It's possible.
I'm always convinced.
Or maybe, you know what? Maybe Mark Zuckerberg I don't know if you've watched any of the videos.
I've heard about a lot
in front of
it,
Congress. Maybe he just said, you know what? The hell with all of you.
Yeah.
I've got enough money. Just shuts it off.
I don't need this headache.
Exactly. I don't want this.
Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi.
Trust me, Dylan, Robbie.
Yep. Yeah.
Trust me when I say you're going to be interested, I hope, or at least engaged, I hope, in this conversation about Love is Blind.
Oh, goodness.
I'm giving you the warning that it's about Love is Blind. You guys don't care about Love is Blind.
No.
You are in the minority. Love is Blind seems to be something that a lot of people are really, really invested in. And the final episode, the wedding episode, comes out tomorrow. But that's not what I'm here to talk about, okay?
Okay.
That's not what I want to say. Megan and I have a text group with my daughter and my fiance. We talk about it. We share all the rumors that have come out after the fact. We're addicted to Love is Blind Season 6, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Put that aside for a second.
Okay.
We found out late last week Love is Blind is doing, because they have like Love is Blind Sweden on Netflix, and it's dubbed and translated and all that.
Okay. Oh, same show, but just dubbed?
Yeah. We found out they're doing Love is Blind Canada.
Okay.
We found that out late last week. Megan is going to apply for Love is Blind Canada.
Oh!
You made that decision? You're confident in that decision, Megan, that you're applying for Love is Blind Canada?
I am going to apply, yes.
Okay.
But in my own way.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, you'll just have to find out.
Are you taking it seriously?
I mean, how serious can you take it?
It's Love is Blind, Dylan.
I don't understand it. I think
that what I'm about to put together will be a great minute for the producers to watch.
But you don't think it will say, they'll say, is that, so what are the rules of the application for Love is Blind Canada?
Rules of the application is that the file size has to be 250 megabytes.
Okay.
Has to be filmed in vertical.
How can you tell they want somebody that's between the ages of 25 and 35? What the hell does that mean?
It needs to be vertical. And needs to be a minute or less.
Okay.
And so basically you have to do your name, your age, where you're from, and then just tell a little bit about you.
So is that request and those stipulations, is that meaning we anticipate a lot of applications?
I would imagine, yeah.
Because right? Love is Blind, the season 6 and the American version, they do it in the cities. right? Like every couple, every person, every guy and every girl that participates are all from the same city. Mm-hmm. Like this season six, they're all from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's a pretty narrow pool compared to all of Sweden, or in this case, all of Canada. So now you've got people from as far as Vancouver Island all the way to St. John's and everything in between.
But don't you have to get married? Isn't that like part of it?
That's part of the problem that's concerning Megan.
Yeah.
But you don't have to get married.
No.
You can leave at any time.
Well,
you can create drama if you think it's going too well.
Here's the thing, though. I found out something recently that I think that you would enjoy.
Okay.
Is that if you, in the pods, say yes to a proposal.
Okay.
And you refuse to go to an altar.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay out like 50 grand.
What?
Yeah. Because they've paid for the wedding, they've paid for the dresses, they've paid for the rings, they've paid for the whole process, you living there, you going through this whole experience.
Can you say no at the altar?
You could say no at the altar, but then
that's
a level.
But you have to make it all the way to the end.
Yeah, it's a level of embarrassment that some people don't want to deal with.
So I don't want to give a spoiler alert on what's happening for people that are catching up, but there are some people that have decided to break up before going to the altar. So they're on the hook to the show behind the scenes for $50,000?
It was something like that. I had seen like a post. It might not be 50 grand, but I know that it was... It's definitely in the
Is that each or per couple?
I think it might be per couple.
So the thing you don't see on camera when they decide not to go through with even going to the wedding is like, well, how are we going to pay this penalty that we owe the producers of Love is Blind?
Because then it kind of stops people from taking advantage of the experience, right? Where they're like, oh, it's just a free trip. I get paid to do this. Da, 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 da.
It makes sense.
So at least like make them get to the altar and then show that they were never in
Plus,
it for the right intention.
Plus, it's juicier drama anyway if you get all the way to the altar, right?
Yeah.
The last thing they'd want is a show where the season finale is, well, we've got nothing to show you.
Yep, we got nothing.
Plus, Dylan, you get to meet Nick Lachey. Who wouldn't want to meet Nick Lachey, Dylan?
Well, yeah. I mean, he seems pretty cool.
I don't know if he'd be the host of Love is Blind Canada. They'll get the Canadian version, Dylan.
Ryan Seacrest.
That's not Canadian.
No. Who's the Canadian version of Nick Lachey?
Someone from LFO.
Is it V44. V44, something like that. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. Yeah. So when do you apply? When is that going in? And what is the time frame for applying?
There is no specific time frame. It's just on their website. I also looked on their website, and not only can you apply for Love is Blind, you can apply for like all of their reality shows.
So they're doing a Canadian reality show?
I don't even know. You put in where you're from, your name, that's about it. You can also put in your social media handles.
So you could get a call and say, hi, Megan, we loved your video. Unfortunately, we filled up Love is Blind, but we've got this new show we're doing, Redheads, Loving Other Redheads, or something like that. Or, Dylan, perhaps my show idea, it could be your sister.
It's a weird
Remember
thing.
That show?
Is that real?
No, that's what you won.
It's my idea for a great show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just like Love is Blind, but on the other side of the wall, it could be your sister.
So creepy.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing up a video. That's what I'm doing after this morning.
Okay, so you're getting ready to apply right now.
Oh, there's some filming.
Some people saying Ben Mulrooney might be the host.
Ah, Ben Mulrooney.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to his dad last week.
Okay. Right.
Let's just say it's going to show my personality.
Okay.
Good luck, well, that's Megan. What you have to do. You have to do that. And take it seriously. Try to get on. It would be neat.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm going to amuse them.
Do it.
Period.
Make sure you.
I'm interested as to what that means.
Plus, I want. So I'm backing up to the $50,000 thing.
Yeah.
You said because they paid for the wedding and the dresses and all that. So they pay for all the
they pay for
the engagement ring. They cover the engagement ring. Wow. And why do those guys get so much credit for engagement ring? Because
they pick
one?
It out.
Well, yeah. Here, I'll pick that one. The big, nice one.
It makes it easier.
Is that?
They're definitely given a budget, I would think.
Okay.
Like, so they can't go full out.
Right.
But.
Right.
Wow,
that's a good juicy little tidbit, though, that they have to pay a bunch of money.
And I was like, I can't do that.
Is there such a thing as wedding insurance?
What's wedding insurance?
Oh,
like,
Robbie.
say you're dating somebody, and you're like, okay, this could happen. We could get married one day. So you get insurance just in case something happens, like they do leave you at the altar.
I don't think that
I
exists.
I think some companies have a stipulation in the contracts that they sign. So, like, let's say, for example, you order a wedding cake 6 months in advance, right?
Yeah. You can't get your deposits back.
So, sometimes what they'll do is, like, if they're a nice business, they'll write it into the contract saying, like, if so-and-so does happen and you provide proof that the wedding did not go through, da-da-da-da, then we'll just, like, cut a portion of the cost.
Yeah. I'll say this, though, Megan, with your application to Love is Blind, you certainly have looked a lot into not having weddings. I don't know if you'll be the perfect applicant. Okay, well, we look forward to seeing that. Text message says, hey, not sure if you guys are aware, Meta is currently offline. Oh, we're aware, and we're working on it right now diligently.
Yes.
To basically wait.
Are you ready to get down?
CHBN-FM.
Edmonton.
Is KISS 91.7.
KISS.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
We're going to start here.
What are you laughing at?
Facebook.
What are you giggling at? You're both pointing and laughing
Not
at me.
Nothing.
I told you that was my...
I know, we love doing it.
Pointing and giggling. Worst thing that can happen to you in elementary school. I'm telling you.
We're just, behind the scenes, we're running a little bit behind in some parts.
Oh, way behind.
And I'm just trying to point out to Robbie because he said speed it along. And I just pointed at you and I said.
This banter, we don't have time for it.
The last time
it's our job.
We did three things, we got to zero of them because Pepper went on a 26-minute tangent.
Not true.
So this is the 8 o'clock three things?
I think so.
No, this is the 9 o'clock three
things. We haven't done the 8 o'clock one.
We never got to the 8 o'clock.
Right.
So you invited me. You said you would be interested to hear the top five things that are making me up, that are getting under my skin.
Right, I didn't know it was going to be a half an hour, though.
You opened that can of worms.
That's
I got a lot
fault?
Of text messages on my phone from saying, hey, everything okay over there? Anything I can do to help?
Right.
I'm just noticing things, which, you know what I noticed yesterday?
Oh, before, boy.
Like, here's the big news, though, right? I don't know if you were going to cover. Like, if your Facebook and Instagram is down, that's happened to everybody, right?
Yes. That was
why
story
yet?
Number one.
Yeah.
That Facebook, Meta, Instagram, it's down. We don't know why at this point.
Well, they should post something on Facebook about it.
Everyone's going to Twitter or to X. We did just get our first message. Oh, my Facebook is back. Crisis averted.
Okay. Hit refresh, Dylan. What do we get?
I'm out still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, that's
yeah. I'm still getting refresh feed on the old IG, they call it, Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess depends where you're at and who you are. You really know how important you are to the Facebook world. But yeah, no, I'm not in.
Oh, Robbie, look at this cat.
Oh, let me see that little boy.
Look at that cat. All I'm getting is just the stuff that was already on there, Dylan. Look at it. Look at that cat! Isn't that cute?
So little over here.
Another ad for a couch because I thought about a couch
once.
That's
how they get you. Right. Here's a little, perhaps, and I mean, it's good with Facebook being down right now and with Meta being down and us not knowing the real reason. Could it be some sort of cyber hack? Who knows? Here's an idea that might help out everybody. Your digital footprint is bigger than you might know. When's the last time you Googled yourself?
Oh, I'm afraid to do that.
To see exactly.
Oh, I could never do that, Bill.
What is out there? What is being said? You. What pictures are available? They say to do it quite regularly just to make sure that you know the footprint that you currently have online. A lot of us don't do it. A lot of us think, well, that seems ridiculous. Why would I ever Google myself? But to see what was up when you Google.
Like
your name
in my own like personal life, I think I would Google something and it would just be there are no matches found. Who do you think you are?
No. People
Googling
like,
myself, you know,
we've been doing it for what 12, 15 years.
But because
years
we do
now,
the show, I imagine the first thing that would come up would be like, I hate those guys.
It's possible.
Yeah. And I can't see that, Dylan.
It's possible. It's a smart thing to do. It's also a smart thing to watch your digital footprint as
well,
it's
now
there
I
forever.
Know, but I'm too nervous to look.
No.
Robbie, can you look for me?
Yeah, I'll Google you.
Okay.
Okay. To see, and then what if you're nothing?
Ooh. I would rather be nothing than something.
Okay. All right.
All right. Robbie, and just tell me if there's any, don't tell me any of the bad stuff. I don't want to know any of the bad stuff.
I'm sure there's nothing bad.
Oh,
so
I carry that with me for so long.
Uh-oh.
What?
No, Robbie, don't say uh-oh. What's uh-oh?
A couple news articles about rehab.
Okay, yeah. Okay. News articles?
Ooh. A couple.
Why? What happened on the news? Slow day. Alcoholic goes to rehab?
Yeah. Funny fundraising pops up.
Hey!
There you go.
That's my website.
This also is called The Revolving Door. There's an article about Rob Patrick and the revolving door of radio.
Yeah.
Period.
It's a smart thing for people to do, though, honestly, just to see
what
you're...
Now I'm curious on what that's about. Is it flattering or
no,
is it hurtful?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, why is it hurtful? I see, Dylan, what did you do?
I wouldn't... I would just...
Back to that funny fundraising website. Tell me more about that website.
It's a place that you can get fundraising happening through comedy.
Does it say anything about a big softball team fundraiser that's happening on Saturday at the rec room in South Edmonton Common?
No, but it does talk about a dinner and a comedy show on May 6th of 2020.
Yeah, that probably happened.
Yeah.
But back to this one that's happening on Saturday. You can get your tickets at funnyfundraising.ca and help raise funds for a softball team to get to a tournament. Yeah.
You
should really do it. It's going to be a good show. Sterling Scott is there, a participant on Canada's Got Talent.
Yeah.
He's the headliner.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. If you're not going to that show, you're an idiot.
Oh, look at that. It's a good idea, though, to watch your digital footprint because it follows you forever.
Can you do that?
What?
Wouldn't you be terrified if, like, it was... Like, no, you clicked on a link
know.
And it
you should
like,
also know what you posted when like you were young and
top,
silly.
Top ugly people on the planet.com or something.
Knowing it's not the worst. Other people would know it, and you would be the only one not in on the joke.
Sweatiest guys I've ever dated.ca.
Nope, sorry, that didn't show up.
Okay, good.
Which is nice, right? Just watch your digital footprint, Google yourself. 917-917, the weirdest thing that you may have found when Googling yourself. I'd be like, PN always comes up for us.
Rescuing that peahen?
Yeah, always
that
comes
animal
up.
Animal control couldn't do it? Boy, right. They were mad at you.
It still seems like that is the, when I put in my name, that's the number one thing. But there has to be a time that you put in your name and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah, funnyfundraising.ca. What a website.
Okay, you're very, very proud of this place.
And I updated myself now, Dylan.
Look at you.
Oh, my God. I'm like Silicon Valley, look out. Look Silicon Valley?
Oh
Silicon Valley.
Let's do Oilers. Oh, okay. Good way.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dylan, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dylan, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dylan, he's number one.
Sports! So the Oilers are on the road tonight to take on the Boston Bruins. Game time is at 5:30. Oilers in second in the Pacific Division, looking really, really good. And we wish them luck tonight. A nice early game, which means everybody gets to watch.
Is it at Edmonton or in Boston?
Boston.
It's in Boston. Yeah, it makes more sense.
Yeah, 5:30 Boston game.
This could be five in a row.
Oh, would that not be something?
Five in a row?
Let's do it.
They keep on going on these streaks, and it's fun. It's fun. We are lucky to be watching this team right now.
The streak I'm looking for is the one in April.
Which
yes,
is that?
16 in a row.
That'll be the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Important one.
Not just 16 and 12, Robbie. That's
16
all
and 12
there.
Would be ideal, too. Anything. Just win those 16. Trade deadline Friday, too, so watch out. Hopefully they don't trade away anybody we like.
Oh! Just when you bought a jersey of someone you like.
Oh, that's the worst.
Wouldn't that suck?
That is the worst. That's why you get a McDavid jersey. They're not trading him.
No.
That's the smart way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a safe bet, Dylan.
There you go.
All right. Those are the three things you need to know.
$20,000 sound is now up to $2,100. 11 o'clock. Katie will have your next code word. Even though Instagram, some people are getting their Facebook and Instagram back right now. Oh. Some people aren't. Mine still isn't loading, but I'm grateful that it's not because the terrible, despicable underbelly of Edmonton reared its ugly head yesterday on Instagram.
How so?
If you haven't seen it, we'll explain it. Your jaw will hit the floor. All right.
Oh, is this what you showed me?
Yes. Can you believe that?
Yes.
So I guess it happened yesterday or the day before. We'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
And why. Maybe it's a good thing not to have social media anymore. Coming up.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Is Stuart Skinner's facial hair barber. Is that your appointment today, Dylan?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay.
Pumped Dylan. About this.
Dylan's going to the... What do you call it? Is it still a barber when they just do facial hair?
No, they do everything, I think. Hectic Cuts is what it's called.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty pumped about it. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm not as pumped as... I am actually because I found out that he does Stuart Skinner's mustache, which is the greatest looking thing in the city.
Barber to the stars. And Dylan has now gotten in on the waiting list.
Yeah.
But not until tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to... hopefully it's going to change the whole outlook of my life.
The whole trajectory of everything, huh?
I'm hoping.
Earlier this morning, we met Melissa. Now, Melissa is trying to send Abby, her sister, on a date with Bachelor Cam. And in order for that date between Adam and Abby and Cam to happen, we need Dylan and Melissa to agree. And you agreed, and there is going to be a date. So that's now two dates for our Bachelor Cam.
Yeah.
And you can still submit your application or your application on a friend's behalf or a coworker's behalf at kiss917.com. We'll meet somebody else else again tomorrow. Is that right that you're going to date? Is that, this the one that you're really in favor of?
No. Okay. No, it's just another one. The one I'm really in favor are probably early next week. It's hard.
Yeah.
There are so many girls. And here's the hard part. Like, this is why I understand with, like, The Bachelor, if you ever watch those shows, why there's, like, in the beginning.
Love
like
is 30... Blind, Dylan? You're talking about Love is Blind? No, I watch Love is Blind. Megan watches Love is Blind.
But, like, why they have, like, 35 people.
Mm.
Because, like, I just don't know how to make it happen that we can narrow it down. Because there are probably 30, 35 people right now that I could see potentially being matches.
Well, you're the magic man. You worked magic before. You'll do it again.
Yeah,
Eternal love by March 31st.
We're trying our best.
Megan, after the show this morning, you are putting together your application for Love is Blind Canada. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to take a minute. I have to go to a couple locations.
Okay.
You know, got to get some things done.
Uh-huh.
Very important business today.
Work in progress. A one-minute video that to submit for what is, they are now doing a casting call for Love is Blind Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Facebook and Instagram are back up for most people. Is that right? That was crashed for about an hour, or was just down for about an hour. My Instagram's still saying couldn't load activity. Maybe it's because there is no activity because my Instagram's so boring.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are saying that they still can't get on.
It's still not. Okay, yeah. So there's some problems with that still, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thing I saw on Instagram yesterday, and I don't know if it happened yesterday. It's one of those Instagram accounts that's like people submit things from. It's like a YEG account. Right? Things like odd, weird, strange things that people see, and they video it and send it to this account or tag the account.
Right.
And it was of the Superstore, which in the comments, it sounds like people identified this, the Superstore parking lot as the Windermere parking lot. Many of you may have seen this. Probably an even greater number of you have not seen this, although there's like 400,000 followers on this Instagram account. It was apparently, as I kind of like read the comments to get a little context on what happened,
I thought you weren't reading comments anymore.
But when I saw this, I'm like, I have to figure out, what the heck happened here? So it was the parking lot of the Superstore Windermere, whether it was yesterday or a few days ago. And apparently there was a mild confrontation in the parking lot where one person was going into a parking stall, but they had, from what I understand, they had both kind of like been signaling and waiting for somebody to back out to go in, right? And so one person took it and the other person had to go and find a different parking spot. We've all been in that situation once or twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from the way it was described, it was like a mild kind of like, are you taking that? God darn it anyway. And then went to a different one. And then apparently the two drivers ran into each other in the produce section of Superstore.
Yeah.
And mild words were exchanged, but nothing major.
Okay. Right?
Nothing that you would even probably notice if you were a shopper there. The person who took the parking spot then came out after the grocery shop,
mm-hmm.
and a shopping cart, a full size. The Superstore shopping carts are big.
Okay.
Right? Not Costco big, but bigger than Safeway.
Mm-hmm.
Was picked up and thrown through the back window of their car, smashing the window and like it lodged in the back window of the car.
You saw
the video, right?
I did see the video. I didn't know the story.
Yeah. I showed it to you. So that person was so upset with, I mean, this is what the deduction is. And I guess there's some video and they have or are going to find the person. But that person was so enraged that they took the parking spot that they're like, I'll show them, and picked up the shopping cart, threw it through the back window of the car. Now, disgusting entitled behavior, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of the things I thought about.
Okay.
One, those are so heavy. Did he have help?
No. One person did that.
You
for sure.
Can't. Those are so heavy. To lift it up that high in order to throw it.
Raging.
That's a rage throw?
Yeah, that's a rage throw.
It's gotta be.
Throw it with the velocity to shatter the back window of a car?
It's a Volkswagen Jetta. It's not that high off the ground.
No, I know, but it's still high. Like, those carts are heavy, man. You ever tried to get it up a curb?
Yeah, maybe for you, but for people that are strong?
Okay, so this person's stronger than I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a hard one.
So that's one.
Yeah.
Two. Lost a loony.
That's very true.
Three. Those are the types of people who don't return their carts.
There you go.
The worst.
Wow.
Could you imagine, though, they throw it at the back of the car, then they go get the cart, put it back where
it's a good person would do that.
You know?
I guess.
So I don't know what the follow-up is on this, and if, like, I mean, that's a shattered back window. It's an expensive repair.
Yeah. It's got to be one of the worst windows to shatter.
or a garbage bag?
I've never had a shattered back window, no, but I can't imagine that would be great. Like, imagine walking out with your cart of groceries and like, now what the hell is this? Mm-hmm.
Better than the windshield.
Is it?
For sure.
No.
What do you mean? You wouldn't be able to drive with the windshield smashed in?
But it just spiders. Like, the back ones actually shatter out.
Right, right. But you can still, you could still drive home with your back
window. It'd be chilly yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Imagine doing that yesterday.
As opposed to the windshield.
The cart is lodged in there. It's like, I don't know. It's like, that's a big, again, it's not those little, God, I love those single person carts at some grocery stores.
Yeah.
Like the little miniature versions of carts. I love those things. But this was the big full size superstore cart.
Yeah.
The double decker thing, the whole deal. That's a big cart to throw through somebody's back window. It's a jerk move.
Well, yeah.
Jerk move.
It's not ideal. I will agree with you there.
And then the other thing is they had opportunities. That person had opportunities to confront them face-to-face in the produce section and in the parking lot when it first happened, but instead decided to go, I'll show him without showing him.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's better than stabbing them.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no, you're right there, Dylan.
Right?
Yeah, that is better than being stabbed. 917-917, would you rather be stabbed or have to replace your back drive with a back window missing in minus 27?
Back
it's
window.
Close, Dylan.
No, because
that's a sharp pain with that kind of wind.
That's a horrible, you can't even
Where am I getting stabbed?
Yeah, that's the question. Where am I getting stabbed?
Doesn't matter. Getting stabbed's worse.
And with what?
Anything that uses stabby.
Sword.
Oh, jeez.
A big sword.
We're going with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not.
Too big.
What about a pencil?
Pencil I could probably get
through. Oh, I'd rather be stabbed with a sword
than
a pencil.
Pencil butt cheek.
No, because the sword's so sharp you wouldn't even feel it. You'd just be bleeding a lot. A pencil, you feel that going in.
If
you're going to stab me and I get to pick the weapon, I'm picking sword over pencil every time.
Really?
Every time.
That's silly.
Seems odd.
Anyway,
that does seem odd.
Be careful with your shopping carts, you guys. Put them back in the corral. Is it too much to ask?
Right.
Apparently.
Costco yesterday. I mean, that is the worst of all the stores for people not putting their shopping carts back.
Seems easy enough.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.